Text. Hallmark Channel presents. A Christmas tree stands on a busy city street. Title: Cherished Memories, A Gift to Remember Too. Inside Chaucer's Bookstore, a sign reads 11 days until Christmas Eve at Chaucer's. A customer purchases a book. Nutcrackers sit on a table. A woman with a dog walks in with a bicycle. She addresses the cashier.
Carrie, there's a box of returns in the back. Can you strip the covers?
Already took care of it.
Of course you did. Thank you. Barbara Kirkland's agent should be calling about Christmas Eve. Can you confirm her hotel for me?
No problem.
I've got Saturday story time at the rec center, but I'll be back to cover your lunch.
Thanks, Darcy.
See you soon, Bailey. Be a good boy.
Darcy walks her bicycle off. Another sign advertises Barbara Kirkland's book signing at Chaucer's. Outside, a man is adjusting holly on the storefront. Darcy approaches the woman supervising.
Oh, wow. A little more to the left.
Mrs. Henley, those halls are decked.
Well, you hired me to decorate the store, and I take my job very seriously. Now, Matthew here has specific instructions, and I'll be back on Wednesday morning to install the 5 golden rings.
Wow, you're trusting Matthew with the windows for 3 days. I'm impressed.
You know, she's still going to drive by and check my work.
That's true. I will.
So when does your nephew get to town?
His train gets in at 2:30. I am so excited. I'm his favorite aunt, you know.
How could you not be?
They smile. Elsewhere, at a rec center, a man stands with Darcy addressing the room full of kids.
We have a very special surprise today. We are going to combine story time with art class. Miss Archer here is going to read a little story to us, and then she's going to help us make these.
Mr. Harris?
Yes, Isabella.
Is Miss Archer your girlfriend?
you know, you could be friends with someone without being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes, sir. So, is she your girlfriend?
Yes, she is.
So, are you gonna get married?
All right, well, take it away, Miss Archer.
Okay.
Later, Darcy and Mr. Harris exit the building.
Mrs. Henley's brother is in the Air Force, and his wife is an Army translator. Her deployment got moved up before his ended, and Mrs. Henley is the family's care plan, so her nephew Marcus is spending the holidays with her.
It's gotta be hard for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Spending the holidays without his parents.
I know.
You know, I'm picking up some volunteer shifts while school is out. Maybe you can hang out with me.
I'm sure Mrs. Henley would appreciate that.
Aiden, Darcy.
Oh, hi, Glenda.
I wanted you to meet Susan. She and her husband just moved into my building, and she's already signed up for the bingo tournament.
Watch out. Those bingo players mean business.
Darcy and Aiden both volunteer for us. Aiden teaches art classes, and Darcy leads our story time. Mm-hmm. Darcy's been coming here since she was a little girl.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Everything I know about basketball and crafting, I learned at the Liberty Rec Center.
Oh, that's wonderful. My grandkids will love coming here.
We look forward to meeting them.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The ladies enter the center.
I thought you said you were terrible at basketball.
I am. I learned that here.
So we still on for decorating your tree tonight?
Oh, you bet. We got your place ready for Christmas. Now I need to catch up.
Thanks for today, by the way. I know how busy you are this time of year.
Oh, Aiden. A room full of paper snowflakes makes my heart melt.
At the airport, Marcus puts his luggage in Mrs. Henley's trunk.
Marcus, I wish you would let me help you with one of those bags.
It's okay, Aunt Monica. I've got it.
Okay, well, we can drop these at my apartment and then go do something fun. You could see the tree at City Hall.
Maybe later.
Okay. We've had a long trip. We could just stay in. Let you get settled.
Cool.
Monica closes the trunk. Marcus gets into the back seat of her car. At the bookstore, Darcy talks on her phone at her desk.
Oh, hi. This is Darcy Archer from Chaucer's Bookstore. I've been trying to speak to someone about a donation drive we're doing for the Liberty Rec Center. And I wanted to... Well, yes. It's kind of a thing all the businesses in the area are doing, so I was hoping... Right. Well, thanks anyway.
She hangs up. Out on the main floor, Carrie notices Darcy entering in a huff.
Something wrong?
Books won't participate in the donation drive. I know there are competition, but it seems like we should all work together for a good cause, right?
I think you're better off without them.
I have a friend who worked there. She said when you order a 12-ounce hot chocolate, they only give you 9 ounces, then cover the rest with whipped cream so you don't notice.
That is so sneaky.
I don't know how those people sleep at night.
At Monica's apartment, Marcus lies on a bed reading. Monica enters.
Marcus, you need help unpacking?
No, ma'am.
Want something to eat?
I'm not really that hungry right now.
Are you sure? I made macaroni and cheese and your mom says that that's your favorite.
No, I'm good.
Sure. But I'm going to make you a plate, just in case you change your mind.
Thanks.
Monica smiles and exits.
Okay.
At home, Aiden closes his apartment door, carrying a pizza Christmas gifts, number 205. Elsewhere, he exits an elevator into a similar hallway and knocks on 305. Darcy answers.
Hi!
Hi, Bailey.
Somebody order a pizza and a big bag of Christmas?
Yeah.
Later, Darcy places decorations on her cabinet.
You excited about your checkup tomorrow?
Are people normally excited to visit their doctors?
Well, let me see. A year ago, you banged your head and lost your memory when someone hit you on their bicycle.
Someone hit me?
Well, that part's not important.
Except that someone turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me.
Well, when you put it like that, I guess it is important.
So maybe this visit to the neurologist is more like a victory lap.
Precisely.
In that case, I'm very excited.
Oh, did you find that other box of decorations?
No, but I did find this in the closet. It says Christmas Village.
Darcy's eyes widen. She turns, looking serious.
I don't put that out.
Oh, okay. Should I put it back?
You could just leave it off to the side and I'll take care of it later.
Cool.
Just a keepsake of my mom's.
So it's like a decoration or something?
You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and put it away now.
She begins to exit quickly with the box. She returns, still holding the box, and turns to Aiden.
Okay. The Christmas Village is kind of a thing.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yes. I would like to share this with you. So, my mother was from a small town in Maine, and she wasn't able to get home very often. So, my dad was this amazing woodworker. Every few years, she never knew quite when to expect it, he would make her a building from her hometown, working from photos. That way, she always had a little piece of home.
That's beautiful.
She opens the box and pulls out a small wooden three-story building.
Like this. The South Dublin Public Library where Lauren Armstrong first discovered Pride and Prejudice.
And she was forever changed.
You know, I have so many little reminders from my parents, but this is them. Everything I loved and admired about their relationship, the respect they had for each other's histories, everything that made them who they were.
You sound like an incredible couple.
I guess I tried to keep this memory just to myself to, well, I don't know, protect it. Until I met you, and I wanted you to know them better.
Well, they say that memories grow stronger when you share them.
That is very wise.
Thank you. Fortunately, I cannot take the credit. That was advice from my neurologist.
Darcy and Aiden laugh. Monica enters Marcus' room. He has fallen asleep with the book open and the light on. The plate of mac and cheese looks mostly eaten. Monica smiles. She approaches slowly and brushes Marcus' hair.
Sleep well, baby boy.
She takes the plate off the table and shuts the light. Aiden and Darcy assemble the last of the buildings from the box. Darcy places the final building, a church. Aiden and Darcy embrace and smile. The next morning, Aiden and Darcy chat in the mail room of their building. Darcy has her bicycle.
Okay, so I'll meet you at the hospital at 3?
You know, it's just a checkup, so if you're too busy, I completely understand.
Victory lap, remember?
I do remember. And that's what makes it a victory lap.
Darcy, Aiden, thank goodness I caught you two.
Are you okay?
It could be better. How do you talk to an 11-year-old?
Mrs. Henley, I ask myself that question every day.
Marcus hasn't said two words since he got here.
Well, he's had a lot thrown at him all at once. Maybe just give him some time?
Maybe we could think of something fun we could all do together.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you ice skate, Mrs. Henley?
I'm a dancer. They never let us near the ice.
Hi.
Oh, well, look who's up.
Marcus' eyes light up.
You have a dog!
Marcus rushes over to Bailey. Oh.
Marcus, these are my friends. This is Miss Archer.
Hi.
Hi.
And Mr. Harris.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
You know, we were just about to go for a little walk. Would you two like to join us?
Can we, Aunt Monica?
Of course. Go get dressed.
Yes.
Marcus rushes out.
Thank you, Bailey.
Later, they all stroll together outside. Marcus leads Bailey by the leash.
Such a relief to see Marcus smiling. I really want to try and make this Christmas special for him. I wish I had not decorated my tree already.
Well, your tree's been up since Thanksgiving.
And this is the first time I wish I had waited.
Whoa. That's a big tree.
Marcus notices the tree outside the rec center.
That's a Liberty Rec Center Christmas tree. Everyone from the neighborhood brings an ornament, and we all decorate it together. Oh.
We can come help if you like.
Yeah, I can do that.
Later, at the Einstein Hospital, Darcy and Aiden enter a common area and approach a nurse.
There's our favorite nurse.
Aiden! Darcy!
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Oh, what are you guys doing here?
One year checkup.
A year already.
Hard to believe, huh?
And he passed with flying colors.
And work is going well? No cause for concern?
No, everything's great. Love my school, love my new apartment. Nancy, are you checking my pupils right now?
Sorry, force of habit.
Darcy, be honest, how's his memory?
He remembers everything except where he puts his keys.
Well, then you're officially doing as well as the rest of us, Aiden.
Nancy, will we see you at Chaucer's on Christmas Eve?
It's my new tradition. You know, you guys are legendary in the Department of Neurology.
Is that so?
Absolutely. It's how I reassure my patients. The bad news, you have a concussion. But the good news, you might meet somebody nice.
Great to see you.
Hi, guys.
Bye.
Later, residents arrive with Christmas decorations to the rec center.
Oh, Darcy, Aiden, over here.
Hi.
Marcus sees Bailey.
Bailey! Hi.
We really are just Bailey's people, aren't we?
You just realizing that now?
So Marcus and I went through all my extra ornaments this afternoon and came up with the perfect selections.
And my art class made these bird seed ornaments.
Ooh. So the birds can have a Merry Christmas too?
That's the idea.
What do you think, Marcus? Should we find it a spot?
Yeah.
Marcus and Darcy approach the tree. Monica and Aiden stand together, smiling. Later that evening, a crowd gathers around the tree. The lights on the tree illuminate. Marcus looks very impressed. Later, Aiden helps cook at Monica's apartment.
I'm sorry, Darcy wasn't able to join us for dinner.
Oh, well, like she said, the store being too busy for her to leave is a pretty good problem to have.
That's true.
So you never knew about this Christmas village?
Well, I had seen it, of course. But Darcy only ever told me that her father made it. I never heard the story.
The attention to detail. I can see why she loved it so much.
But she shared the story with you,
which is a wonderful step forward.
Here we are.
A man enters with a tin of food.
Oh, Marcus, you are in for a treat.
Oh, Luigi, my love, that looks divine.
At the bookstore, Darcy adjusts the items on a shelf. A woman enters hurriedly and approaches Darcy.
Darcy.
Glenda, hi.
Darcy, I'm sorry. I didn't know who else to talk to. I took a walk to cool my head, and before I knew it, I was here.
What happened? What's wrong?
You're not gonna like this.
Back at Monica's.
So, Aiden here is trying to come up with ways to bring Darcy a little extra joy this Christmas.
Bravo. Very good. I don't know anyone who helps others more than Darcy.
Okay, well, thanks, guys, for adding the pressure.
Oh, Aiden, you're a marvelous artist. Why don't you just make her something?
How about you make a second village?
What do you mean?
Well, how about a Christmas village with all of her favorite places? That way the other one won't be as bittersweet, and we'll kind of fit together.
Huh. That's actually not a bad idea.
It's a marvelous idea, Marcus. A companion village.
Yeah, and it's fitting if you think about it. I mean, last year, Darcy moved heaven and earth to help me restore my memories. This year, I'll honor hers.
Darcy arrives at the apartment, a little sluggish.
Darcy, you made it.
You okay?
No. They're shutting down the Liberty Rec Center.
Everyone looks concerned. Later, they gather on the couch.
I can't believe that they would sell a rec center. Shouldn't there be some kind of a city council vote or something?
That property has been in David Pierce's family for 3 generations. I can't believe he's selling it.
I've got a lifetime of memories in that place.
My first dance class was at Liberty Rec.
I took my English lessons there.
And the Christmas party? Oh, Aiden, it's the best.
Something must be done.
Why don't you just talk to him?
When was the last time you saw David Pierce at the rec center?
He has a real estate office downtown. His secretary goes to my church.
Then we'll go to him. I know I haven't lived here as long as you, but Philly is my home now, too. I think we need to show some fight here. Who's in?
Monica and Marcus raise their hands. Darcy smiles. A woman in a corporate office answers a phone.
Good morning, Pierce Properties. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, it is Monica Henley, and I need a tiny favor.
Later, Marcus walks Bailey beside Aiden and Darcy.
And just like that, we've got an appointment tomorrow morning.
Never underestimate the power of Mrs. Henley's connections. Liberty Rec, help is on the way.
Oh, and speaking of the Liberty Rec Center, Chef Shannon needs judges for a Christmas cookie contest tomorrow morning for her kids' baking class, and she thought we'd be perfect for it.
Are we?
Of course. You're an art teacher. You can judge the shape, use of color, overall aesthetic.
And you?
I just really like cookies.
You're right, we are perfect.
I want to judge a Christmas cookie contest.
Oh. And what are your qualifications?
I'm a kid.
You're hired.
Yes.
Later, at a dog park, Marcus plays with Bailey, also petting other nearby dogs. Darcy and Aiden watch, smiling. A smaller dog pops up and licks Marcus' cheek.
So tell me, what's our strategy with David Pierce?
I'm still thinking on it. Say, you don't happen to have a secret stash of a whole bunch of money you've never mentioned before.
That's a very common assumption about public school teachers. Unfortunately, no.
Okay, then. That means we're going for the sentimental vote.
We can work with that.
Can we go see the snow maze?
Of course.
Come on.
Marcus leads Bailey off.
Tag, you're it.
Darcy pokes Aiden, who gives chase after her toward a large ice maze. Inside, Marcus, Aiden, and Darcy all peek around corners, searching for the others. The three continue moving around in the snow maze. Darcy creeps forward. Aiden pops out from a corner, startling her. She chuckles, and they kiss. At Monica's apartment, Monica and Darcy roll dough in the kitchen. Luigi enters carrying four coffee cans.
Signorina, your coffee can.
Oh, Luigi, thank you.
Hello, dear.
Monica, mia bellezza.
He kisses her wrist.
Oh, stop that, my hands are a mess.
Darcy, I would have happily brought you some bread pans.
Oh, no, it's got to be a coffee can. That's how Aiden's mother made it every Christmas.
There's no improving on Mama's model, huh? Mm-hmm.
Luigi, you can make yourself useful by prepping those cans.
So how about you, Mrs. Henley? Did your mother have a specialty at Christmas time?
Oh, my mother made the only fruitcake I liked. Tried to recreate it for years until I just threw in the towel. Some magicians just don't share their secrets. But, flavor lives in my memory.
At Aiden's place, he and Marcus sit looking at a photo of the wooden display.
So you can do this, right?
Sure gonna try. Man, this is just amazing.
What is?
Well, you know how people might say that something you do is just like your mom or your dad?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, well, this is just like that, but the other way around. All the attention and care to detail in each one of these things, it's just like Darcy. Everything I love about her, now I know where it came from. And that's amazing.
This is starting to sound like a mushy love story.
Sorry, kid. It was bound to happen eventually.
At Monica's place.
These turned out so great.
Perfecto, Darcy.
Aiden said his mom used to make these for all of his teachers. So I thought I'd make a few more so he could give them out.
Such a thoughtful gift, huh? Well,
I know how much her doing that meant to him. Those little gestures are always the memories that stay with us, don't you think?
I do.
Well, I better get going. I'm covering the closing shift at the store. Oh, well, thanks for your help, you two. Bye.
Bye.
Darcy walks out.
I thought one of those loaves would be for us.
Aiden answers his front door.
Hey.
Hi.
Come in.
I have to get to the store, but I made you a little something.
What you got there?
She hands him the basket.
You made my mom's bread.
I got the recipe from your dad. I know it's not the same, but...
I haven't smelled that in years. I never realized how much I associate that smell with Christmas. Darcy, this is wonderful. Thank you.
You're so very welcome.
They smile. At the bookstore, the sign says 9 days until Christmas Eve at Chaucer's. A man stands talking to Darcy at the register. He holds a book, smiling.
It's my first book.
Well, congratulations. That's a big deal.
It's a comprehensive overview of the creation and implementation of the World Wide Web.
A history of information management.
Yep, I went through so many titles.
Before you... landed on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I admire your initiative, Mr. Young.
Since I live in the neighborhood, I was wondering if I could have the signing here at Chaucer's.
I bet we can make that happen. Let's look at the calendar once we make it through the holidays. For now, Why don't we start with 4 copies and we'll take it from there.
Oh, this is really exciting.
Of course it is. It's your first book. Matthew, can you get a receiving form for Mr. Young?
Of course.
Matthew assists Mr. Young. Carrie enters with a box.
Darcy, sorry. I opened a delivery for you. Thought it was part of the store shipment.
Ooh, let me see.
It's Aiden's Christmas present. First edition, signed. I got into a real bidding war for this online.
Found in the street.
Mm-hmm. It's his favorite book by his favorite author, and the title is just too perfect because...
You met when you found him in the street.
Precisely.
That's so sweet. any idea what he's getting you?
No idea, but I'd like to see him top this. Not that it's a competition, but if it were, I'd clearly be the front runner.
They laugh. At Aiden's apartment, he sits at his desk with a drafting pad. He draws intensely. He compares his drawing to a photo he holds, then crumples up his drawing.
Coming!
Monica and Marcus stand at the door.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Well, we brought you breakfast.
Just to check up on you.
Thank you very much. I wish I had better news for you. I think maybe I was a little overambitious here.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not really that experienced with woodworking, turns out, and with just over a week until Christmas, I think I might be able to finish one of these. Maybe. It's a pretty good start, right?
It's more than enough. We'll wrap it beautifully and make it very special. She'll love it.
But that's not what you wanted.
I know.
And you wanted to build the entire village.
I did, but, I mean, with just 8 days, when I look at all this work...
What if you had to do it?
Marcus.
Sorry, it's just... If you had to do it in 8 days, how would you pull it off?
Actually, take a look at this.
He shows a wooden plaque that reads World's Greatest Teacher.
Isn't that nice?
So you're the world's greatest art teacher?
The father of one of my students made this for me. He runs a precision cutting company. They make awards and signs and things like that. So anyway, what I'm thinking is, if I can design the buildings and just have him cut everything, then all we'd need to do is assemble and paint. I think we could manage that in a week.
I know you could figure it out.
Of course he can figure it out. He's the world's greatest art teacher, with a plaque to prove it. Oh, this is my baby brother.
Monica pulls out her phone.
Oh, Sam, it's so good to see your face.
Hey, Monica.
Dad!
There's my guy. What's going on?
Well, I'm helping Aunt Monica's friend build a whole village.
Wow, sounds like a big job.
Yeah, and I'm judging a cookie contest. Oh, and you have to meet this dog. His name's Bailey.
Marcus runs the phone over to Bailey.
Isn't he precious?
At the rec center, Aiden, Darcy, and Marcus are at the cookie contest.
An eggnog-flavored sugar cookie with a twist of ginger. A bold choice.
Excellent use of sprinkles.
The snowflake shape really seals the deal for me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And why is that?
Well, I like it when my food is shaped like other things, you know?
Judge Marcus with a compelling argument.
I think we have a winner.
Go ahead.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Marcus hands a ribbon to a young man at a table. Later, inside, Aiden helps an art student with a craft. Marcus sits with Darcy.
This place is great.
I'm so glad you think so. You know, I heard your dad used to come here when he was your age.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This place is that old?
Even older.
Wow.
So, have you been having fun hanging out with Aiden and Bailey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
That is privileged information, Darcy, and you know that.
Is this about my Christmas present?
Monica and I swore to secrecy, so please, no more questions, okay?
Mrs. Henley knows about it too?
Oh, darn, I've said too much.
What is it? Is it really good? Am I gonna cry?
I can't handle the pressure.
Marcus rushes off. The Chaucer sign countdown is 8 days. Carrie rings up Mr. Young as Aiden and Darcy enter.
How was the cookie contest?
Well, I think I met my cookie quota for the season. I just have to grab my blazer. Aiden and I have a meeting downtown.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Pat.
Aiden Harris, this is Pat Young. He just wrote his first book.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I brought a few more copies just in case you needed them.
I told Mr. Young we still have those four in stock, but we will let him know as soon as we need more.
Right. Right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
No, Pat. Wait. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes first-time authors just need that extra little push. Maybe we could keep a few copies, put them on display, maybe make it a staff pick.
That sounds great, Darcy. Thanks.
Of course.
Later, Aiden and Darcy sit in a corporate lobby.
You nervous?
Nope. I'm determined.
Miss Archer, Mr. Harris, he'll see you now.
They look at each other, then enter the boardroom of Pierce Properties.
So, just to recap. On the one hand, I have a very, very generous offer that would not only bring new residential and retail space to the Northern Liberties neighborhood, but would also free me of the obligation of maintaining a century-old historic building. On the other hand, we have your idea, which is effectively... What, exactly?
Don't do that?
So I'd make no money?
No.
And I would still have to maintain the building?
Yes.
Aha. Why would I do that?
Because the Liberty Rec Center is where generations of our community have gathered, Mr. Pierce. And even if you can't attach a dollar amount to history and tradition, it does have value.
I agree. And that's why I hung on to Liberty Rec for far longer than it ever made any economic sense. Your interest in the center, it's appreciated, and it's very sweet.
Excuse me, sir, but with all due respect, Darcy's interests are far from sweet. She lives and runs a business in that neighborhood, and because of that, she volunteers at the center. She runs a donation drive. She makes an investment in her community. Darcy understands what really matters here. And I hope you think about that while you're off enjoying the spoils of your very, very generous offer.
I'm afraid my answer is no.
Well, we suspected as much. Thank you for your time.
They stand and gather their coats.
The Christmas party is on the 23rd. Will you wait to announce the sale until then? Let everyone enjoy it?
Sure.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They leave the boardroom. Later that evening, Aiden is at home. Monica is at the door.
Hi. Hi. Is Darcy here?
No, she's closing up shop tonight.
Well, Luigi made some pasta carbonara. Are you in?
Mrs. Henley, are you using food as an excuse to check on my progress again?
I am.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Come on. Okay, so I'm using a slightly different type of wood now and a different method, so they won't look exactly like her dad's.
Oh, I think that's good. You're not trying to recreate a moment she shared with someone else. You're taking inspiration from that and making it uniquely yours.
I like that. Excuse me.
He steps away to answer his phone.
Hey there.
Hey, I just got home. You in?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. I'll come down.
No, don't do that. You've had a long day. How about Bailey and I come to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
Later, at Darcy's apartment, Aiden brings two mugs to the living room.
So what did you do with the rest of your day?
I just hung out with Marcus a bit.
Oh, good. What did you do?
I wish I could say. Top secret mission.
I heard about that. He actually told me what you're giving me.
Wow. You know, my sister used to try to pull that trick when we were kids. Didn't work for her either.
Well, whatever it is, I'm just glad you're able to include Marcus.
I want him to have a good Christmas. Try to keep some of the traditions that he has with his mom and dad. I thought a lot about what you said to David Pierce today, and it's so true. Memories are priceless, but they certainly have value. Gotta find ways to preserve them.
That's it.
What is?
We might not be able to buy the rec center, but maybe we could preserve it.
What do you mean?
A century-old historic building, that's what he called it. And I think other people should call it that, too.
I'm not entirely sure what you're thinking, but I am 100% on board. Apparently so is Bailey.
Darcy smiles. Later, at a cobblestone townhouse office, Aiden and Darcy stand in a reception area. A woman enters.
May I help you?
We were looking for Carolyn Cho.
And you found her?
Hi, I'm Darcy Archer. I called earlier to inquire about the process of declaring a historical landmark.
Of course, the Liberty Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. And here's the documentation that you asked for.
Wonderful. We'll take a look. And have you been in contact with the owner?
Actually, we were just in his office, but he wasn't in yet.
Okay.
Well, we can get started on the process.
Please, have a seat.
Later, at Pierce Properties, Mr. Pierce enters his office.
Good morning, Mr. Pierce.
Good morning, Cheryl.
He enters the boardroom, which is now decorated with large paper snowflakes, ornaments, and trees.
What in the world?
It's a surprise from the art class at the Liberty Rec Center. The children wanted you to know that they're thinking of you.
Uh-huh.
At Monica's place, Marcus answers a video call on Monica's phone.
Mom!
Hi, honey. I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
We love you, Vanessa.
I love you. Are you having fun with Aunt Monica?
I'm part of a top secret organization.
Really? Well, that makes two of us.
Downtown, among the shops, Aiden and Darcy browse outside a clothing store.
Does this look like Mrs. Henley to you?
Yeah, I can see that.
I should do better than a scarf. I want something as unique as she is.
So now you're adding find the perfect Christmas gift to your list.
What list?
Darcy, you have a list. You've got a very long list. Your list makes me tired. I just worry sometimes that maybe you take on too much.
Well, in the past, the holidays have been a tricky time for me. But last Christmas, I was busy helping you and applying for a new job, and things were easier. So, lesson learned, gotta keep my hands busy.
Is that the lesson?
Clearly you don't think so.
Okay, let me try that again. Hi.
Hi.
I love you. And if there's anything that I can do to make your life a little bit easier, I am happy to help.
Thank you. I'm busy but not overwhelmed, I promise.
Okay, but my offer still stands.
Thank you for being you. I should get back to the store.
Let me walk you.
No, you're halfway home.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
They kiss, and Darcy walks off. Later, Marcus helps Aiden paint some wooden buildings.
I have some more questions about the time you had amnesia.
People usually do.
What's the first thing you remember doing?
The first thing I remember when I woke up was asking for Bailey.
That makes a lot of sense. Bailey's awesome.
Yes, he is.
My dad said I can get a dog when I'm 12 and a half.
That's very specific.
Well, yeah, that's when his enlistment ends. Oh, and then we can be all in the same house at the same time.
Huh. Well, you know, you're more than welcome to visit Bailey whenever you want.
And you're welcome to come visit my dog when I'm 12 and a half.
It's a deal.
Aiden stands to check his peephole. Darcy stands outside.
It's Darcy! Cover that up!
I can't, the paint's not dry!
Aiden steps out into a hallway.
Hey,
hi,
sweetheart!
Wow.
good to see you too.
What are you doing home so early?
Well, I forgot my laptop, so I had to come back and pick it up.
I'm so glad I got to see you.
Oh.
May I come in?
How come?
So we're not standing in the hallway.
You know what? Why don't we go for a walk? Yeah, I'm just gonna grab my coat and then we can go for a walk. Actually, forget about my coat. Let's just go.
This is about my Christmas present again, isn't it?
Maybe.
Aiden, I'm getting a little concerned here. We set a gift budget.
I have not exceeded our budget.
I feel like that's a technicality.
Time will tell.
Okay, fine. I'll let you get back to your top secret mission.
Thank you.
He kisses Darcy on the cheek, and she walks off. He re-enters his apartment.
Coast is clear.
Oh, that was so stressful.
Nice job with the cookies and milk. Where is everything?
If I were you, I really wouldn't turn on the oven.
The Jasu display reads 5 days. Darcy sits in her office typing on a laptop. Carrie enters.
Mail call.
Oh, thanks, Carrie. Something you might want to see.
Looks like Christmas Eve at Books, Books, Books is going to be something else.
Carrie shows a postcard.
Oh, wow. They're really going all out this year.
They're going to have a candy cane forest. I don't know what that is.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it will look good in a selfie. People have no respect for tradition anymore.
I like tradition.
So do I. I just wish it didn't feel like such an uphill battle.
Carrie leaves. Later, Carrie sits at her kitchen table in pajamas wrapping gifts. Her eyes widen. She rushes to her oven. Smoke pours out of the oven as she removes the 4 coffee cans. At Aiden's place, he attaches a small wreath to the Chaucer's bookstore model. He checks his text, then stands and walks off. Darcy stands on the roof of the building beside a fire pit as Aiden enters.
Kind of cold night to be up here, huh?
Well, my apartment smells like smoke. Just waiting for the air to clear.
And why does your apartment smell like smoke?
Well, you were so happy when I gave you the bread, I thought I'd make another batch. Maybe I should have quit while I was ahead.
It's good to know your limits.
I know. But it meant so much to you.
Darcy, honoring a memory doesn't mean you have to replicate it exactly.
We might not save the rec center.
We might not. But that does not diminish all the memories that came before.
No, it doesn't. You know that picture you have of us building a life together?
Yeah.
I hope it's in the not too distant future, too.
They hug. Daytime at the rec center, Aiden adjusts a craft for a boy.
There you go. All set.
Darcy smiles.
Oh, so everyone on staff came up with great ideas. We are going to do a hot cocoa bar, and Matt is creating postcards to send to Santa.
But won't Santa's sleigh already be packed for Christmas Eve?
Well, the postcards aren't asking for anything. They're saying thanks and, you know, have a great night at work.
Very thoughtful.
Marcus approaches with 3 dog collars.
Hey, guys. All finished.
Oh, nice job, Marcus. Let me see these.
Wow.
So now, why'd you make 3 different sized collars?
Well, one is for Bailey, and the other 2 are for Bailey's friends at the dog park.
Oh, what a great idea.
There you go.
Thanks.
Glenda rushes in.
Aiden, Darcy, glad you're both here.
I can't believe it. It's a Christmas miracle.
Glenda, what happened?
The Philadelphia Society for Historic Preservation has put the building under review as a possible historic site.
Oh, that's great news.
If it's designated, it becomes a city landmark. It can't be torn down or rezoned, and it can't be sold while it's under review.
Oh, that's wonderful. How did David Pierce take the news?
Not well. Not well at all. But he did, however, tell me to thank your class for the Christmas decorations.
Well, we will be sure to let the kids know. Thank you, Glenda.
Glenda leaves.
I have an idea.
One of many, I'm sure.
So what if we made David Pierce the guest of honor at the Christmas party? Hmm. Honor all the years his family has invested in the community. Maybe give him a framed certificate. Oh, people love framed certificates.
So we're going for guilt.
I prefer to think of it as accentuating the positive.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you think.
Later at Darcy's apartment, she admires a dress as Monica enters.
Knock, knock! Do I have jewelry options? That's the funniest question you have ever asked me.
Well, I got a new dress for the Christmas party at the rec center, and well, I just need a little something.
You know, ever since Aiden shared the story behind your Christmas village, it just warms my heart every time I see it.
Mm. It does the same for me. Even if it's still a little
bittersweet.
The thing is, a few months before their accident, my dad told me he was making the house I grew up in. He wanted there to be a landmark all three of us shared. And that meant so much because, well, we don't often think of ourselves as being a part of our parents' love story, even though clearly we are.
And he was never able to make it.
It's always felt a little incomplete.
You know, my husband, Gerald,
mm-hmm.
Oh, he loved Christmas. The year I lost him, I didn't even put up a tree. Can you imagine me without a Christmas tree?
Well, when did things change?
Oh, it was the first Christmas. I'm sitting there in the apartment without a twinkling light in sight, and I realized how sad Gerald would be if he saw that. You know, the best way to honor him and the life we had was to bring beauty and happiness out into the world. And so I dragged out all of my decorations, got a carload of new ones, and set out to generate more joy.
Well, you do that so beautifully.
Well, thank you. Here, try this cocktail ring.
Okay.
Monica hands Darcy a large ornate ring.
Ooh, look at that, a perfect fit. And this is a perfect fit as well. You know, Darcy, the love we have in our lives made us who we are. And there's joy to be found in sharing those memories.
Well, nobody understands the importance of memories quite like Aiden.
That's undeniable. Let's check out how good you look in statement jewelry.
This isn't statement jewelry. This is exclamation jewelry.
Well, that's even better.
At Aiden's place, he sits painting detail on a building.
It's Mrs. Henley.
Come in.
Oh, Aiden, I think I have great news. Turns out there's a missing piece.
Aiden smiles. Later, the Chaucer sign reads 3 days. In the bookstore, Monica adjusts a decoration on the tree.
You said you were just here as a customer today.
Ah, and you said you were taking the day off, and here we are. So, Marcus and I are going to a matinee performance of The Nutcracker this afternoon.
Aunt Monica said there would be a battle. Is there really?
There's a sword fight with a giant rat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Nicely done.
So what you got there, Marcus?
Oh, and Monica bought me a book called Mad Libs, where you take words and make them into a funny story.
Oh, I used to love those.
You want to try one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Favorite color?
Green.
An animal?
Rabbit.
A number larger than 10?
1,000.
The address of the place you grew up in?
Really?
That's what it says.
417 Lexington Avenue.
Aiden walks Bailey out of a shop. He checks a text, which reads 417 Lexington Avenue.
Nice work, Marcus.
Later, Marcus struggles to tie his necktie. Monica enters in a cocktail dress.
Well, how did I do?
You look pretty.
Well, thank you. And you look very handsome. You need some help with that tie?
Maybe.
Okay. I used to do this for your Uncle Gerald. He would pretend that he needed my help. It was his way of checking in with me before we went somewhere special.
I miss my mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart. I know you do.
But if I can't spend it with them, I'm happy I can spend it with you.
I am very happy you're here. And I know that Aiden is happy you're here. And Luigi and Darcy and...
And Bailey. Your friends are pretty awesome.
Well, thank you. But they're more than just my friends. You know, you start life with the family that you're given. Your parents, your aunts, your uncles. But with time, there's another family that you choose. And each family is a treasure. And now... You are part of both my families.
She finishes with his tie, and they look into a mirror.
Well, aren't we a stunning pair?
At the bookstore.
Great, so the delivery will be here at 5.
Great.
Yeah, I like those ones. Yeah.
Darcy Archer, I hear that you took a little trip to the Society for Historic Preservation.
I really don't see what the problem is, Mr. Pierce.
This was intentional.
Well, of course it was intentional. We wanted to extend the courtesy of following up on what you told us.
What are you talking about? What did I tell you?
That you were saddled with the responsibility of a century-old building. So Aiden and I thought, wow, 100 years. The Pierce family really should be acknowledged for all those years of care. And now you will be.
Look, Darcy, you might slow down the sale, but you won't stop it.
Every day you don't sell... is another day you might reconsider.
Mr. Pierce leaves, scoffing. Mr. Pierce walks out, but pauses beside a display of Mr. Young's book. The display reads staff pick. He grabs a book and looks at it.
That's my staff pick this month.
You're selling this book?
It's exhaustively researched, and we always try to support Philadelphia authors.
He puts the book down and leaves. Later, at a suburban house, Aiden and Marcus stand with Bailey, taking photos.
You sure this is the right place?
Yeah, I think so. I seem to remember a picture of Darcy right on that front porch.
Excuse me, young man. Why are you taking pictures of my house?
I'm so sorry. I can explain.
Here, don't worry. I got this.
You sure?
Hello, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
My name is Marcus. What's yours?
Hi, Marcus. I'm Joe Howarth.
It's nice to meet you.
I should have asked permission before taking pictures of your house. I do apologize. I'm Aiden Harris.
And this is Bailey.
Well, hello, Bailey.
My friend Darcy used to live in this house, and Aiden's going to make a miniature version of it so we can give it to her for Christmas.
Is that so? What inspired that?
Well, Darcy's father used to make these miniatures of all the important family landmarks, but he never made one of this house. So we thought we'd help him try completing the collection.
He never made one?
Well, he intended to. He just, well, he passed away several years ago.
You know, it's a little chilly out here. Why don't we continue this conversation inside?
You can bring Bailey.
Joe escorts them into her house. Inside, they sit on a couch.
Nice job disarming Mrs. Howard.
I should be a detective. Pretty good at this.
Joe brings mugs to them.
I moved in about 3 years ago. Thank you. Excellent.
It's a good house. You can tell when someone's loved a place, you know. There's a little wood shop in the basement. Not anything I would usually use, but my grandson loves it. And a few summers back, he was down there, and underneath the workbench, he found a small wrapped gift. I mean, heaven knows how long it had been down there. It was clearly someone's hiding place. So we opened it and found this.
It's a miniature of the house.
I've kept it on display in my dining room. Isn't it handsome?
He made it.
It would appear he did. And I'm so pleased to know it has a rightful home.
I can't believe our luck.
Aunt Monica says, when you settle to find goodness, goodness finds you.
Your friend Darcy is very lucky to have people like you.
Aiden and Marcus smile. At the bookstore, Darcy answers her phone.
This is Darcy.
Darcy, hi. It's Karen Howell. I represent Barbara Kirkland.
Hi. We are really looking forward to having Barbara on Christmas Eve.
Right. As you know, our agreement allows for either party to cancel with a minimum 24 hours notice.
Well, we're certainly not looking to do that.
Yeah, here's the thing. We've had another offer.
Later, on the main floor, Darcy wheels her bicycle out of the shop.
Darcy?
I'll be back in an hour.
At the corporate-looking books tour, Darcy approaches a woman sorting books.
Mary Shaw?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Darcy Archer from Chaucer's. Could I have a moment of your time?
This is about Barbara Kirkland, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You stole our author the day before Christmas Eve.
Our headlining author is stuck in a snowstorm up in Canada somewhere. Barbara Kirkland was already in town and we were in a pinch.
So your solution was putting us in a pinch?
All we did was make an offer, Darcy. I can't help if she accepted.
Are you kidding me with this? It's one thing to not participate in the book donation drive, even though you're a bookstore, or try and outdo our event with a candy cane forest, but this... Come on.
I'm sorry, Darcy. I have to do what's best for my store. These are the tough choices I have to make. It's just business.
I've grown really tired of hearing that as an excuse to be unkind.
Darcy turns to leave, but turns back.
And one more thing, Mary. Your store is skimping on hot chocolate and covering it with whipping cream, and people are starting to talk.
Darcy leaves. Mary turns, frowning. Later, in the apartment lobby, Aiden adjusts his suit and tie in a mirror. Darcy enters in her evening gown.
Well, don't you look dapper?
Miss Archer, will you take my breath away?
What, this whole thing?
Tell me, why didn't we go to this party last year?
Because you were still in Ohio, rediscovering your identity.
You know, amnesia really messed with my schedule for a minute there. Shall we?
They walk out, arm in arm. Downtown, a lighted sign advertises Christmas Village. At the rec center, a crowd has gathered. A man on stilts in an elf costume walks through the crowd. On stage, a band is setting up. A line of children wait to meet Santa. A boy hangs a candy cane on the tree. Darcy, Aiden, Monica, and Marcus enter.
This is amazing.
Yeah, they're really going wild.
Oh, Astrid, here's that handsome art teacher I told you about.
Hi.
It's okay, I can say that. I'm a married woman. Remember me, Susan?
Yes, of course. Nice to see you again, Susan.
And this is my bingo buddy, Astrid. Isn't he handsome, Astrid?
Oh, he looks like a cartoon prince.
And look at her! Oh, aren't you a
adorable. Oh, someone needs to take a picture of you two. Come on, you can sit with us.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Elsewhere, Marcus and Monica have a video chat.
You're not giving your Aunt Monica any trouble, are you?
No, ma'am.
He's been a perfect angel, Vanessa. And I brought him to the rec center Christmas party.
Oh, the rec center party's the best.
Still miss you, though.
I miss you, baby, so, so much. And I know your dad does, too.
He's only called once.
But he'll call again just as soon as he can.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me what you've been up to.
Oh, well, the Christmas village is almost done for Aiden's girlfriend, and it looks so cool.
Sounds like you made a new friend.
So how long have you two been together?
A year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Susan and Alan just celebrated 53 years.
Is that so? What's your secret?
Oh, whenever and however you can, you save the best of yourselves for each other.
It takes a lifetime to learn how to love someone properly.
I feel like we're starting to get the hang of it.
Glenda approaches the microphone on stage.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to take just a moment for a special presentation. Many people might not realize this, but the center is actually family owned. It's been in the Pierce family for over three generations. We wanted to take this time to thank Mr. Pierce for...
Mr. Pierce enters and whispers in her ear.
What is he doing?
He takes his place in front of the mic.
Thank you. Before Glenda grows too effusive with her praise, there was just something that I needed to say about the future of the center.
He promised he wouldn't.
Maybe he won't.
I wanted everyone here to know that in the coming year...
Okay, he's gonna...
In celebration of its designation as a Philadelphia historic landmark, we intend on doing a full-scale renovation to help prepare the center for its next 100 years. The truth is, I've been very fortunate in my line of work, and I'm very grateful for all of my success. But a real lasting legacy? Well, it's people. It's community. It's the stories that we all tell together. And I am very proud to have played a small part in the memories that you all make here. Thank you.
Later, outside the rec center, Mr. Pierce stands alone. Darcy and Aiden approach.
Mr. Pierce.
Darcy. Aiden.
I don't know what to say except thank you.
My sister has this kid. Well, not really a kid anymore, I guess, but in a way they always are, you know. Brilliant young man. But he went through a bit of a rough stretch for a while. And the first time that we've seen him genuinely excited about anything in far too long was when he decided to write a book about the history of the internet.
Your nephew is Pat Young.
You recommended his book. You gave him a place in your community when others wouldn't. Thank you.
Mr. Pierce walks off. Aiden and Darcy hug. Inside, Marcus dances with a woman in an elf costume. Darcy and Aiden dance together.
I gotta tell you, this is the best party I've been to in ages.
So, have you finished your secret recipe?
Almost.
Am I gonna love it?
Man, I hope so. You know, I couldn't have done it without Marcus's help.
Well, if helping others reveals the best version of ourselves, then accepting help gives people the chance to do their best.
Wow, that is very wise.
I'm paraphrasing Mrs. Unley.
Oh, wow, she's awesome. Very wise.
She is.
He indicates Monica and Luigi dancing.
Well, it looks like love is ageless.
Can you see yourself looking at someone just like that 50 years from now?
Yeah. That's really easy to picture.
Sign, welcome to Christmas Eve at Chaucer's. Inside the bookstore, staff sets up for a reading.
Okay, people, we are T-minus 90 minutes until the doors open. Oh, it smells like hot chocolate in here, which is already helping. That was a great idea, Matthew.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Young. Thank you so much for doing this on such short notice.
No, thank you. This is very, very exciting.
Carrie, will you show Mr. Young where we're setting up?
Sure, right this way.
Luigi and Monica enter.
Buon Natale!
Ready for a party?
Oh, this should be a very exciting night. We have a very passionate local author who has promised to invite friends. Have you guys seen Aiden?
Oh, he and Marcus are picking up last-minute supplies.
Oh. Do you need any help here?
We take it from here, huh?
Okay, I think this is the perfect time to go get changed.
Darcy answers her phone.
This is Darcy.
Darcy? Hi, it's Carolyn Cho at the Society for Historic Preservation. I'm so sorry to bother you on Christmas Eve, but I just realized
I failed to have you sign the request for us to take to the city council.
Well, I'm sure if you contact the property owner, David Pierce, he can help you.
Since you made the initial request...
It has to be signed by you. And because of the holiday, we
really need to get this in today.
No problem, Carolyn. I will be right there.
Later, Darcy wheels her bike out of the shop.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Don't worry about a thing. We have it all handled.
Thank you.
She rides off. Aiden and Marcus peek from around the corner, watching her leave.
Guys, the coast is clear!
Did she suspect anything?
Not a thing!
Monica escorts them into the shop. At Carolyn's office, Darcy hands her a form.
Is this all you needed?
I can't apologize enough for the inconvenience. All the hoops we have to jump through to get the paperwork in time for holidays.
I'm happy to help, Mrs. Cho.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
They shake hands. Aiden and Marcus carefully unpack both Aiden's village and the one from earlier. They display it on tables in the bookstore. Aiden checks his phone.
Oh, Darcy's on the move. We gotta hurry.
Later that night, Darcy arrives back at the bookstore. There is a line of people outside, waiting to enter. Inside, Aiden and Marcus approach Monica.
Is it ready?
It's all ready. We just need to get her away from the back of the store.
Great.
Darcy enters.
I made it!
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Let me get that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Aiden takes Darcy's bike.
Wow, there's already people lining up up there.
Well, that's a good sign.
It is. Mm-hmm. Everything looks amazing. Oh, is the craft area set up for the kids?
All set.
Ah, great. I want to see it.
No.
Oh.
Because you need to go to your office and get into your party dress.
You're right. I should do that. But you know what, Matthew? There's no need for people to be waiting out in the cold. Let's go ahead and open up the doors.
Should we wait for...
Wait for...
Nothing.
Darcy, we may have a situation. Oh, I don't like it when people say that.
No, everything's fine here. I just heard there's power lines down on Girard and the whole street lost electricity. Everyone at Books is standing in the dark.
Why can't I just enjoy that?
Oh, because you're not that kind of person.
Darcy walks off.
That was quick thinking. How did you get books to go along with it?
That wasn't a distraction. Books really doesn't have power.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But the timing was impeccable.
Darcy talks on her phone.
Mary,
Hi, this is Darcy Archer from Chaucer's Bookstore. I hear you could use a good neighbor right about now.
Later, inside Chaucer's, guests mingle. Some drink from plastic champagne flutes. Darcy now wears a party dress.
Hi, Uncle.
She approaches Aiden.
There you are. I wondered where you ran off to.
You started the party early.
Yeah, people were waiting, so I figured I'd go ahead and let them in. You okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, I have a little present that I wanted to give to you before the party.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I too late?
No. It's all good. Just, let me know when you have some time.
Okay. You aren't giving me your top secret amazing Christmas present tonight, are you?
Why do you ask?
Oh, because all of this buildup is making me seriously question the gift I'm giving you.
Darcy, your gift is going to be perfect because it comes from you.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, I tried.
Just give me a few moments to get Pat's reading set up, and then I'm all yours.
Okay.
She walks off. Later, Pat stands in front of a crowd, reading from his book.
The team had all gone home for the holidays, but Tim Berners-Lee decided to try one more time. At long last, the connection between terminal and server was successful. It was Christmas, 1990, and the internet as we know it was born. Consider the perfection of that timing. It didn't make the world smaller. It made it closer. So, of course, it happened at Christmas, the time of year when that's what we're all seeking. The hope that we'll all be bold enough to attempt a connection. Thanks.
Pat breathes a sigh of relief. Later, the party at Chaucer's is in full swing. Guests and staff smile as they chat and mingle. Mary enters.
Oh. Darcy, thank you.
Of course.
Mary, this is my boyfriend, Aiden Harris. Aiden, this is Mary Shaw, the manager of Books, Books, Books.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Mary's store lost power, and they were going to have to cancel the event, so I said everyone could come here.
Of course you did.
I hope you're ready for a packed event, because I have a store full of customers headed your way.
We are ready and happy to have them. We have room for everyone.
Darcy, I owe you an apology. I think I could learn a few things from you on how to see the competition as part of the community.
I'm very glad to hear you say that.
Well, Merry Christmas and welcome to Chaucer's. Please make yourself at home.
Great.
Thank you.
Mary walks off. Pat approaches.
So how about the surprise?
Oh, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Darcy, we just sold every copy of my book.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Pat, that is so fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I want to introduce you to my uncle, David.
I believe we've met before.
Of course. It's lovely to see you again.
Yeah, Darcy's been working to have the center declared a historic landmark.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Well, in fact, I just signed the paperwork at the Society for Historic Preservation, just in time for the holidays.
Pierce looks confused. Aiden gestures.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Clearly, that was important.
Oh, my entire family is here, and it's kind of a big night for us. Do you mind taking a few photos with us?
Oh, actually...
No, go ahead. You are very busy.
You sure?
Of course, go.
Yes, great. Would love to. Right this way.
Hey, thanks.
Darcy walks off with Pat. Monica and Luigi approach.
You still haven't gotten her back there.
No, not yet. Darcy is a very popular person.
Well, be patient. She's worth waiting for.
She certainly is.
Aiden sighs as he watches Darcy at the party. Later, Darcy slowly approaches Aiden, standing in her office, smiling.
Pat?
Hi, Miss Archer.
What you got there?
So, tonight hasn't gone exactly as planned.
But if it's okay with you, I'd still like to give it a try.
He leads her to a table with a cloth covering her gift. He removes the cloth, revealing both the original miniature village and his new additions.
Ian, what in the world?
The town of South Dublin, Maine, which you know. The library, Dan Brown's on the water, the movie theater. And then we journey to Philadelphia.
He lifts the Lexington house.
House on Lexington Avenue. Made by your dad.
He hands it to her.
I don't understand.
A few years ago, a very kind lady who lives in that house now found a package hidden in her basement, all wrapped up and ready for Christmas. She kept it because she knew that someone made it with care.
He made it, and you found it.
We visited your house, Marcus and I, and you gave him your address.
I knew that Mad Libs seemed really weird.
That's just the beginning. Einstein Hospital. When I first learned your name, and you taught me how to make those paper snowflakes. Luigi's restaurant, where we've shared basically all of our favorite meals.
And the rec center.
Naturally. And, Chaucer's bookstore. Where I first saw your face.
And we also had our first kiss.
Ah, yes, that too.
I can't believe you did all this. This is the most amazing gift that anyone has ever given to me. Thank you.
Darcy, you are worth it.
Monica approaches.
Oh, I hate to interrupt.
Mrs. Henley, look at this.
It's beautiful. Aiden, you asked that I let you know when Marcus's father called.
Is he on the phone now?
Yes, he is.
Aiden and Darcy hug as Monica walks out. Marcus stands on the main floor talking on a video call.
Is it Christmas yet where you are?
No, it's still Christmas Eve where I am.
Hi, baby brother. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Monica. Hey, I'm sorry I'm having a little trouble hearing you there.
Oh, Marcus, let's go out front so that your dad can hear you better.
Monica escorts Marcus out of the bookstore.
And we made Christmas collars for Bailey and his friends at the dog park. Oh, and I dressed a cookie contest too. It was so much fun.
Wow, sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah. When are you coming home?
I'll be there before you know it.
Okay, and when's that?
Marcus, look up.
Marcus looks ahead on the sidewalk to see his dad standing there. Marcus rushes to him.
You're home.
I'm home, buddy.
They hug. Aiden and Darcy walk outside.
Oh, baby brother, it's so good to have you back.
So good to see you.
Oh, and Dad, these are my friends, Aiden and Darcy.
Hi.
Hi there.
It's me. Thank you so much for all you've done for Marcus. You made this Christmas really special for him.
He's made it very special for us, too.
Oh, can I show him the Christmas village?
Absolutely.
Come on.
All right.
Marcus leads him inside. Monica walks back inside. Aiden and Darcy walk along the sidewalk.
Oh. Couldn't help but notice. Somebody left a gift under that tree.
You can't possibly have another surprise.
He lifts a box under the tree outside Chaucer's. He walks it over to Darcy and hands it to her. Inside is another miniature building.
I don't know this one.
That's because we haven't seen it yet. This is our house. Whatever it might look like, whatever it turns out to be, and we will fill it with all the stories that we tell together. All of your memories, Darcy. The beautiful moments, the sad ones, every triumph, every loss. They've made you into this person that I love so much. And all I want is a chance to spend the rest of my life making memories with you. Darcy Archer. You marry me.
He lifts the roof off of the miniature house. Inside is a ring.
Yes.
It's almost yes. Midnight.
Yes.
Where you lay your head.
Aiden takes the ring and puts it on her finger. They kiss. Inside the bookstore, Monica peeks through the store window. She turns to a small gathered crowd. Outside, Aiden and Darcy hear the cheering.
Merry Christmas, Darcy.
He leans in to kiss her, but it begins to snow. They watch the snowfall.